We sing the praises of Eric Zorn.
Eric Zorn is here. Hi, Eric.
I'm here.
How are you?
I'm good. Thanks.
In our last episode with you, you were
previously
toward...
on Bill and Wendy with Eric.
This is the point in our adventure
with Melissa and Whip.
Yes. You were headed toward Michigan to spend some time with your dad and enjoy the NCAA finals.
Wah.
Spoiler alert, it didn't end well, but you had a wonderful time.
It was a wonderful trip. Yeah, I mean, I left from the studio, drove to Ann Arbor, got there in time for dinner, and we watched the game, and Michigan got clobbered. But they were beaten by a better team. It was not agonizing, like, you know, like a 2-point loss might have been.
Right.
They were just clobbered by a team that was clearly better.
Yeah.
And you saw, you know, got to be a realistic sports fan at some point and say.
Did you become a Villanova fan immediately after?
Of course, I jumped right in their bandwagon.
Within seconds.
Jumped right in their bandwagon. Started tipping over cars and stuff like that in the street. People thought it was inappropriate. But
it was just a nice experience to go back and spend it with your dad, who's a huge fan of the team
as well. It's become a tradition.
Yeah.
He's 86.
So yeah.
We can keep it going. Michigan keeps getting back into the finals, but this is the second time I've done it. So, it's. I mean, sports is a great thing, right? It binds families together. It binds people together. I mean, my dad and I are in line politically, but there are people who don't agree on much who do definitely agree on their sports team. So,
yeah.
So, sports is a great thing.
You surprised him by bringing Sister Jean. He did not see that coming.
But she had nothing else to do that
right,
day.
Her schedule was done.
She was looking around for something to do. So.
Well, I'm glad you had a good time. I'm sorry your team didn't win.
Well, thank you. Appreciate
that. Would have been a nice championship.
I appreciate that.
You wanted to discuss something going on with credit cards that is very intriguing.
I think this is fascinating. There's a story in the New York Times this morning. The headline is "No More Hasty Scrawls, the End of Credit Card Signatures." And basically the nut of this story is later this month, four of the largest credit card networks, American Express, Discover, MasterCard, and Visa, are going to stop requiring merchants to use signatures to complete credit card transactions.
You have been playing with this for quite some time.
I have been, yes. This is something that I have noticed. I noticed this many years ago, that merchants didn't care what signature you put on a card. And so I started signing Shamu, the
killer whale
from SeaWorld. Some internet comedian had done this, and I sort of picked up on it and urged people to do it to see if anyone ever noticed. And the thing is that the checkout clerks, they don't even look. They haven't looked for years.
Right.
And apparently they used to, according to this article, that used to be, you know, that merchants would compare your signature to
They'd flip over the back of your card.
And see the signature. I don't even know if my card is signed
anymore. Mine is not. I never signed mine.
So they would compare this, and if it didn't match, they'd ask to see some other ID.
Yeah.
And also the company, when it was investigating fraud allegations, would come back and say, now we look at the signature on your card, and we see that it matches the signature.
That was
here.
Pre-chip, though.
Yes. Well, the chip came in about 10 years ago in Europe, but it really only became common here about 3 years ago. You know, when, because I still will swipe my card when there's a chip thing, because I'm not used to it yet.
Although I'm
old school that way.
Has to be some kind of general color coordination, because at Home Depot, I think it's red if you want to put it through as credit. At Walgreens, it's yellow. There's three buttons, yellow, green, and red. Why can't they be
uniform?
One thing I don't understand, why all these machines are so sophisticated. They've got a chip that changes the number for every transaction and everything. Doesn't the machine recognize whether it's a credit or a debit card?
No, because mine's both, but I choose not to use it as a debit.
Oh, I thought each card was, because I have a debit card and a credit card, and I use them.
I do too, but my debit card is also a credit.
So
a Visa.
You get to make the decision.
Yeah, and I've been told by, you know, experts who we have on the show, don't use your debit card when you're making a purchase. I only use it to go to the ATM.
Right. Why do your experts say
Go to fill up gas, and it'll say, is this a credit or debit? I always hit credit and run it through as a credit. So nowhere am I punching in my PIN number.
Right.
So it's one less thing for somebody to get.
The evil villain standing over your shoulder.
Or if there's
stroking his
that thing that they put on, you know.
Oh, right, the skimming machines, right.
Yeah, yes. So I use it always as credit, except for the ATM when I take money out.
But so the question becomes, though, what good are signatures anymore? When do you use them?
Well,
ordering pizzas.
Voting, right. All right, if you try to sign your name accurately on those machines, if you try your hardest, you can't make it look like your own signature. It's just impossible.
It's like a, you know, Etch a sketch. Yeah. It's never.
It's all boxy, yeah. And
it, sometimes it stops before you even finish your name.
And it isn't. It's only so high. So if your signature is like mine, grand,
but yeah,
yes,
florid signature.
Yes.
Me too.
John Hancock.
There's no space for
there's
the
no
grand,
space
yes.
for I all flourish. My for my grand flourishes. Yes. My filigrees and
right.
I'm with you.
So
right. I'm a calligrapher, Eric. I bring in my pens. I try my best to make
my
it look.
Pen.
It's like
yeah.
being in line behind Bill at a store
takes
is
like, forever.
Like, 10 minutes later, he's like, "Just a minute." I don't think that's the proper. It's not the proper small I. I'm sorry, but it's you know you think about when do you use your signature anymore?
Hmm.
And one of the things they talk about in this article is that some restaurant servers are afraid that if you stop requiring the signature, that it will make it so people will engage less with the receipt.
Oh.
And that oh. their tips will go down. Now,
is that true?
I don't know. I mean, I think this sounds like a fear, but. As I, you know, they bring it back to your table, right?
Yeah.
Ostensibly, you're paying cash, though, so you're not going to have any interaction. You leave cash.
You leave cash. Well, clearly they bring it back to you, and there's this ritual where you look at the total, and there's a line for a tip,
right?
And then there's a line for your signature. So if there's no line for your signature anymore, is it possible that you'll just think, well, I don't need to engage with this anymore. I'm not going to leave a tip.
No.
But I don't think that would happen.
Last night I went out with some girlfriends, and it was a $90 pizza and bar tab, and we left $120. It was a big tip because we wanted to do it even among five girls.
Sure.
So we left a bigger tip, and I didn't sign anything. So why would you – people know to tip.
I don't know. People are afraid of change, obviously, and there's things that I mean, and actually, you know, for a long time on smaller purchases, when you go to Walgreens, you buy – you know, $20 or something like that, they haven't required a signature. It's for the larger purchases
right.
that you get asked for a signature. And merchants have, and there are a bunch of different rules about this. And so what they're saying here is that a lot of merchants, rather than try to remember all these rules, have just been requiring the signature anyway. And I've been asked for my signature just in the last, you know, couple of weeks on purchases of like $5 because
I remember
charge everything.
How forever, if you got a package delivered to your house, you had to sign for it.
Right.
I don't remember the last time I had to sign for a package. It's just there on my front door.
Well, it depends how people send it. If it's like insured or requires signature, most people don't send it like that anymore.
I guess that's what it comes down to, because it used to be every package we got we had to sign for, and now
or
it's
they'd
none
leave
of them.
A post-it saying we tried to drop this off, come to the post office and sign for
really?
It.
Really, I'm going to go to the post
leave
office.
Leave it on the porch.
So you've got a situation where your signature is used for like mortgage documents,
right.
probably, and
right.
like I said, voting,
driver's license.
Yeah, driver's license. I suppose
angry petitions.
Right. Pardon?
Angry petitions.
Oh, yeah. Well, actually, petitions is sort of part of the voting process.
Yeah.
But are they teaching kids? I mean, do people have signatures anymore? Do people work on them? Do your daughters have signatures? Are they?
I practiced mine for years.
Oh, I did when I was a kid. I thought,
me too.
I was like, not a signature, an autograph.
Right.
For years.
Yep.
But do people get on? I mean, isn't it just like selfies now, right? See, like,
right.
There's Wendy Snyder on the street. Come here and you get the picture, and that proves that you've
my kids' there. Signatures are horrible, and I keep saying practice it because you're going to have to sign checks. You do have to sign your checks.
I wonder if you do, though. I mean, what happens if your check isn't signed? What if you just put, like...
I don't think that
what if I drew, you know, with Shamu, I would write Shamu and draw a picture of a whale.
Yeah.
What if I did that on my checks?
I bet you that, especially if you have the app where you take a picture of your
right.
check, you have to take a picture of the back of it where it's endorsed. I don't think they're going to cash it, Shamu.
Somewhere at right. SeaWorld, the actual Shamu is going, what's with Eric Zorn? I get $300
theft.
In bills every week from this guy.
I keep getting all his bills.
What's
yeah.
with that guy? All right,
I
we'll
think
take
Shamu's actually... dead.
Is she with Shamu no longer with us?
Yes, I'm pretty sure.
Is this all too soon then?
Sad. Now it's sad. All right, we'll take a quick break and then more with Eric Zorn and Shamu. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN. Eric Zorn is here from the Chicago Tribune. He writes and stuff. All right, some calls. Should we go to the phone lines, Wendy?
You have been, Eric Zorn has been signing Shamu on some of his credit card receipts, and we had wondered about endorsing the back of a check. Dade is on the line. Hi, Dade.
Haven't endorsed a check since 1992. My DePaul professor, law professor, said, you don't have to do that. Now, one overzealous banker sent back a $2,000 check and said, endorse the thing. We're not accepting it. But that was once in, what is that, 8 plus 17, 25 years.
What's the reason you're not doing this?
Laziness.
Oh, it's lazy? All right.
See, I wouldn't take the chance. You know, you said one came back and it was $2,000. What if that was the one that, you know, you needed to pay your mortgage and they didn't cash it? Why not just sign it?
Just, I got in the habit and never done it since.
Now that he's mentioning this, I'm a little worried every time I sign a check that I've turned it into cash.
Oh.
You know, once you've endorsed it, suddenly it looks like if I drop it, someone can take it and say, look, he endorsed it over to me. I don't know. I mean, it's crazy. But I do have this feeling every time I sign the check, like,
thank you, Dade.
What's going on?
Somebody also said, I sign my credit card receipt every once in a while. I'm a thief, and nobody has ever said anything to me instead of their signature.
The guy who did the Shamu joke, the guy who signed Shamu to all his credit cards for a while, he decided to see how far he could take it, and he would sometimes in block letters he would print "not authorized."
Oh, funny!
And they would other times he would just put musical notes. Apparently, he never really reached the end of the tolerance of merchants for this.
Either of you ever experience this? If you make a mistake on the check, if you spell your name wrong or put the wrong amount in, you would have to initial it.
Yes.
Yeah, right.
To show that you did it.
That's the wall that they've built?
Well, yeah, because it looks...
Put
right,
your initials down.
Yeah.
Oh, that's foolproof.
Well, there you
no
go.
One else could do that. All right.
There's no way.
I'll do that.
And Susie's on the line. We had mentioned, I think Eric and Bill admitted they haven't signed the back of their credit cards, but they'd be in trouble at a certain store, Susie, wouldn't they?
Right. At the Gap, if you go in there, no matter when you go, they have a Gap credit card. And I don't know if it happens with other credit cards, but they always look at the back and see if my signature matches the back signature. And also at the post office, if you use a credit card, because I once used my husband's, we have two different names, and they wouldn't take it. And so they check as well the back of a card. But as far as the check goes, if you go to Walgreens, they'll take a blank check and they'll fill it in. They take the money out right away
right.
and get the check back.
Yeah, immediately.
Right.
Susie, all three of us here in this...
Anything.
All three of us, Wendy, Eric, and myself, all looked at the back of our credit cards.
It's white.
Nobody has signed anything.
Although, I swear to you, I signed it and it just wore off.
Because
look
really?
At my white thing's almost worn off.
Oh. All right. I know I never signed
mine. Mine's fairly
new.
And
then, of
new,
course, yeah. if you do an airline reservation over the phone... They want your 3-digit security number
yeah.
on the back of the credit
I think
card.
That it doubles as your, or it replaces your signature now as that 3-number security
yes.
code, which mine is 123 if anyone
oh.
wants it.
I wish they change it every time they reissue you a card. I wish you could pick your own 3 numbers. Mine was 666 for a while, and I loved that. And then I lost
Oh,
that
I would
card.
Have changed
I'm
that.
Shamu. I'm going to
Shamu.
Shamu. I'm
Please
try
do that.
Susie, do it.
Absolutely. I like that. I think that's great.
Thanks for calling, Shamu.
Thanks, Susie.
Love that.
We appreciate it.
I'm more disturbed. We've discussed this, Wendy and I, on the show, that there are businesses now. There's a hamburger place by me where if you come in with cash, you place your order, and you only have cash, you're out of luck.
Right.
They don't want cash anymore.
Which, yeah. you're what? The only person who has cash.
That's all I have is cash. I always have my $20.
He gets a $20 allowance and has that every day.
I've got a related problem to that, which is ATMs give out $20 bills, and
right.
I don't find $20 bills all that useful anymore because for larger purchases, I often charge things that are like $5.
I do really too, because the cash transaction takes too long, and I don't want change.
I don't want change either. And I thought, well, but if I had like $5 bills and stuff like that, I might use those. But I don't. I never do. So if I've got like,
you'd rather have a $5 than a $20.
Yes.
Well, if it's like $3.82, you'd rather just give a $5.
Right.
And then I'd leave the change in the cup because I don't want the change anymore.
Wow, 18 cents. Get a quarter, take a quarter.
Right.
Well, that's why I charge
this,
it.
And this 3-digit code we're talking about, I give that out. It's like it's high security. It's an extra secret code.
Not if you keep giving it out.
I give it out all the time.
Yeah.
It's like, that number is hardly a secret.
They don't keep it.
Who doesn't keep it?
Well, who do you give it out to?
The man.
If you're making a transaction and they ask for it, it's on record somewhere.
It's on record everywhere.
Right.
Everywhere.
They don't keep that information. I'm so naive,
they
aren't
don't
I?
Keep that
and how many? I mean, in the last week alone, there have been 3 major businesses that have said, "Yeah, we had a breach." So
sorry. Wow.
Yeah. Is Facebook letting us know today whether or not our data was given to? Cambridge Analytica,
is that today?
I think it's today.
Well, Zuckerberg is testifying tomorrow in Congress. My question, though, for people is, what negative things happen to you because all your data is on Facebook and people know what kind of things you like to buy and how many kids you have and where you
I don't care. I just care if somebody tries to steal my identity because my credit rating just got back up there. I don't want somebody taking it down.
Like you did to Shamu. You can laugh all you want, Eric. Shamu's on to you.
It really wasn't very good of me to do that, but not all these issues. I mean, the idea of a card just paying for stuff. I use Apple Pay now all the time. You know, just hold my phone up to the transponder, put my thumbprint down.
But is it constitutional for a business to say, because the dollar is, that's legal tender in the United States, is money, is cash. That's the way they devised it. So is it legal for a business to go, yeah, we don't accept money?
Get off the cash issue. That they're not going to take your cash. But that, it is legal. It's their
wrong.
Business. They have less. You're the only one, I bet, who comes in and pays cash at that particular restaurant.
Well, now nobody does.
There's probably a picture of you on the wall back in the office.
Right. It's like, because of this guy. You can thank him. We're doing
bad
this.
People.
Automatically lock the doors when this guy comes in. No, it's
Johnny Cash. They call me when I walk in.
But being able to pay though with these devices, it does keep. When I go by a stoplight and I see someone who's like begging for bills and stuff,
yeah.
I never have any singles.
I know. I say I have no money on me.
What
no
if those
cash.
Guys didn't take cash? What if
they take really? Credit cards.
They got out one of those little square things and you could swipe it.
Right.
We take
gift cards only.
Transactions.
Really?
Yeah, it'd be good. Why not?
Right.
You know, it'd be good.
All right.
Yes, they can do it, by the way. I know it's legal tender, but you know what? People, it takes more time for them to do the transaction than if they just swipe and move along. And they have to count and give you change. That takes more time.
And I do know that there are some court rulings that say that agencies, government agencies, don't have to take pennies in payment or even small coins.
Oh, really?
If you wanted to pay your taxes, right. Like, I got to pay my state taxes in pennies. I'll show those guys. There are rules about that, and pennies are legal tender. So obviously the law is flexible on
right.
legal tender.
When they raise the price on toll booths, I always have this giant thing of change in my car. So I would count out I'd give them pennies.
Yeah,
and
I did
too. And they get furious. They would just get nuts. Like the toll booth guy, if you give him a handful and you go, there's 90 cents. You hear that kind of thing from him because he doesn't want to count out the 90 cents. But it's the 90 cents you want for the toll.
This is how old I am. I remember when it was 40 cents, the toy. And if you filled a film canister, things that don't exist anymore.
Right.
The 35 millimeter
film canister. You filled that with pennies. It was 40 pennies.
Yeah.
So you could just have those in your car and just throw them in.
And it would take a while for it to go.
But
it would
sometimes you have to throw in one or two extras just to cover
yourself.
We'll
have to tell the kids what a 35 millimeter camera was. But and didn't some other radio personality in town get in trouble for urging people to throw Necco wafers into the
to throw Necco wafers in.
But now we have the iPass and all that fun is gone.
I have a Necco iPass that I give them now. It's legal. That's Eric Zorn. He writes for the Chicago Tribune. You should read him. He's great. Thanks, Eric. Appreciate it.
I'm also on with Steve Bertrand on the Mincing Rascals.
I don't know who that is. We'll talk to Steve next. We'll find out who he is. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.